moving on to Dennis Damon.
Thank you, Professor Daga, for a great presentation. I was struck by the size and the scope and the cost of this whole arrangement. I have a couple of questions with regards to the energy impact and the capture of energy and turning it into the electricity, which is the purpose of all this. I'm a big believer in getting the biggest bang for the buck. So you're utilizing the wind. Is there any thought given to also capturing some of the sun that's also out on the ocean and some of the wave or tidal energy that could be transferred and do it all into one unit? Has any thought been given to that? And then I have a follow-up question.
Very good question, Dennis. Appreciate you asking it. Actually, we looked at these for quite some time initially to say, okay, can we put wave energy devices on the hull? The hull's sitting out there anyway. Why don't you just put some wave energy devices on it and then capture the energy of the waves? That seems like a no-brainer, right? When you think about it to start with. So then you're capturing wind, you're capturing waves. What it turns out to be, Dennis, is that at least our numbers show today that it doesn't really make a lot of sense. And the reason for that is there's so much more wind energy in the areas we're going versus the wave energy at that particular site that, to give you a sense, if you're looking at an 11 megawatt turbine, let's say, for example, up there, the maximum you'll be able to generate from a wave energy device at that site might be half a megawatt, okay? So I'm throwing some numbers around just to give you a sense. So if you can generate half a megawatt in waves, then all the additional equipment you have to maintain and add to the hull and new electrical lines and new maintenance schedules and so on and so forth, just to get another extra half a megawatt, well, instead of doing that, go from an 11 megawatt turbine to a 12 megawatt turbine, okay? And it doesn't make sense. It's getting too complicated for the extra, if you wish, benefit you would get out of it, which is very minimal. So complicating the system out there, you want to keep the system as simple as possible out there, as low cost as possible. So you want more energy, just put a bigger turbine on there, okay? And it's a lot simpler, a lot better. However, I'd like to point out that one real opportunity, I think there is an opportunity, is to co-locate aquaculture on these turbines. As you know, for example, we do a lot of mussel farming, and mussel farming needs rafts. And you pay a lot of money for the rafts and maintaining them and so on and so forth. Could you do mussel farming on one of these? Because you already have the raft, okay? The hull is a raft, if you wish. And so there's opportunities to co-locate aquaculture that is, I think, is worthwhile investigating and evaluating as we move forward in this. That could be very interesting. Of course, I'm not going to tell you today that aquaculture and putting mussel rafts on these is the way to go. What I'm saying, it's worthwhile exploring at the stage of the game. In the same spirit of your question, what else can we do out there as long as we have this asset? So it seems to me, at least today, that they're doing that. Now, in terms of putting solar panels on top of water, people have actually looked at that and are trying to do that right now, particularly in lakes that are evaporating quickly to try to protect the lakes from being evaporating as well. So not only are you generating electricity, but you're protecting from evaporation. In the ocean, it doesn't make sense to us right now. It takes to maintain these pieces again. It takes, you got a 100-year storm out there. You've got these floating panels that are hooked together, if you wish. In lakes, it makes sense. I think people are looking at that for solar panels on top of lakes that protect the lake from evaporation, but at the same time produces energy. I see that as a potential opportunity. So that's a bit of where we are. Hopefully I've addressed your question at a high level here, Dennis. So.
Thank you. You have. And this last one, I go back to the one of your beginning comments with regards to 3%. I think you were talking about 3% of the sea area of the Gulf of Maine, which would provide us with enough opportunity to capture energy and then turn it into electricity. If we were to utilize and 3% to me doesn't seem like an awful lot, except that later in your presentation, you talked about a 1-mile radius, and I think 1 mile would have a big impact on commercial fisheries. But the 3%, and I don't know how many square miles that would be, but do you have any idea, or can you tell us at all how many towers, if you maximize that 3%, how many towers would we be able to, or could, would have to be erected to utilize that? Thank you.
Good question, Dennis. So your question has multiple components, if you wish. Let me answer the question quickly. Let's say, again, we're not planning floating farms right now in the future, so I don't know where we're going to go, but let's start first with the 3%. If you took 3% of the area of the Gulf of Maine, okay, that's the total area, that's including the 1 mile radius we talked about and so on and so forth. Just to be clear, the 3% includes that 1 mile we talked about, okay? So the 3% of the entire Gulf of Maine, the Gulf of Maine within 50 miles has about 156 gigawatts of capacity, okay, just of offshore wind capacity. 3% of 156 is roughly 5 gigawatts, okay, just to put that in perspective. So if you take 3% of the full area of the Gulf of Maine, you could generate roughly 5 gigawatts, and that 5 gigawatts is enough energy to fill every electric cars in the future in the Gulf of Maine and heat every home using electrical heat pumps. Okay, that's what we're talking about. So now, am I suggesting this is what we should do? No, I'm not. I'm just. It's a hypothetical number, just to say I'm putting if under it. If we harness 3% of the area of the Gulf of Maine, the energy in that area, if we did that, we're able to heat every home and drive every car, okay? That gives you a sense of what the potential is. I'm not certainly advocating we do that. I'm just estimating what the potential is for us if we embarked on a journey like that, okay? Now, does that help answer your question, Dennis?
Yeah. It certainly does. Thank you for that clarification.
You're welcome.